Thank you, Chair. I'll be relatively brief. Australia is quite ready to support the recommendations with the amendments in the paper before us. We have, however, heard significant proposals from some delegations supported by others. Given we have to adopt our report by consensus, we'd like to signal our flexibility with some of the substantive proposals that have been made. I have 4 points. On timing, paragraph 24B, we are quite flexible. We've heard some delegations calling for 15 days minimum per year and others offering up to 10. We can live with 10 days in 2020, noting this is at least a step up from the 2019 and given the CCW is in serious financial deficit. The point I want to emphasise is that if we were to have 10 days in 2020, we would strongly prefer the time be divided into 2 5-day sessions, as we have had in previous years. On D and E, we didn't catch all the proposed amendments from the Russian Federation, but could live with some of the proposals made this afternoon. Equally, however, Mr. Chair, we are very happy to support the work streams as a tangible outcome from this year's GGE. The bottom line is that we need the report to reflect the importance of legal, military, and technical experts continuing to participate in future meetings. We've also heard some delegations proposing the legal discussions be combined with ethical considerations. We would caution against this for a simple reason. The legal dimension to laws has clear legal frameworks, and while ethics underpin some of these rules, they require a separate conversation. While we acknowledge the ethical dimension needs to be discussed in the context of laws, mixing the two risks watering down and conflating their respective fields. On the normative framework, we can live with the revised version in the paper. We cannot, however, support setting a clear time frame for this work for the reasons we've made clear previously. And we reiterate that our understanding of clarifying normative frameworks reflect a natural continuation of our work in developing guiding principles without prejudice to a final outcome. In that regard, we align ourselves with the interventions made by Estonia and the United States. Thank you.